Next question is Eleanor, Eleanor Jordan, Jordan. Date of birth 7/30/35. She's seen 2/4/23. This is an 87-year-old woman, widowed, has 7 children, homebound, lives, has a caretaker slash somebody that lives at home with him. With her, she has CHF, low ejection fraction, COPD, O2 dependency, severe weakness, swelling in the legs and arms, abdominal increased girth with suspicious for ascites, diabetes, short of breath, no longer able to walk more than 5 feet or 10 feet. Patient recently was hospitalized with COVID. And since then has been more short of breath, especially with pneumonia. Patient is carrying a large amount of fluid in her legs, which has caused her to be short of breath, caused her to be short of breath and weak. Surgery, only surgery has been pacemaker. Family history: mom died of diabetes, dad died of myocardial infarction. Social: never was a heavy smoker or drinker. Her husband died some time ago. Patient used to be custodian. Used to be in custodial care at Prairie, P-A-P-R-A-I-R-E, View, V-I-E-W College. Medication includes albuterol, Amaril 1 milligram, aspirin, Coreg 25 milligram, hydralazine 50 milligram, Lasix 40 milligram twice a day at this time, Norvasc 5 milligram, tizanidine for muscle aches and pains, and EZETIMBE 10 milligram. Patient has a hard time wearing her oxygen. I explained to the patient that patient, folks with CHF and fluid overload, needs to wear their oxygen at all times. Review of system: weakness, shortness of breath, difficulty walking. Patient said she had a low something, which I suspect is ejection fraction. Office hospital records from where she stayed recently: Memorial, M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L, Herman, Cypress, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S, have been ordered. Also has shortness of breath, weakness, as I mentioned. Blood sugars normally run around 90 with current medication. An exam, 140 over 98. Pulses, 100. Respirations, 20. A febrile. Heart puzzle, some puzzles too. There's an S3 Gallop present. Lungs, bronchi and rouse present. Abdomen, soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without a lesion, neurological, non-focal. Lower extremity shows a 2+ edema. Assessment here, we have 87-year-old woman with severe CHF, both acute and chronic. The CHF appears to be severe, especially since last hospitalization with pneumonia and COVID. Period. She suffers from leg swelling, pulmonary hypertension, core pulmonal O2 dependency, diabetes, hypertension, shortness of breath, and no longer wishes to be hospitalized, and is looking and definitely requires more help and attention at home regarding her grave prognosis. Thank you.